ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, text Canto 10, chapter 67, text 14, chapter entitled Balram Slays Duvid Gorilla. तं ग्राउ न प्राहरत् क्रोधो बल प्रहरताम्बर स वाञ्छयित्वा ग्रावानम् मदीरकलशं कपि तं ग्राउ न प्राहरत् क्रोधो बल प्रहरतां वर स वाञ्छयित्वा ग्रावाणम् मदीरकलशं कपि तं ग्रावण प्राहरत् क्रोधो बल प्रहरताम्बर स वाञ्छयित्वा ग्रावाणम् मदीरकलशं कपि
Thank you.
Matajis. Tam at him, Dvivida Gravana a rock, Praharat through, Krudha angry, Bala Lord Balram, Prahartam of throwers of weapons, Vara the best, Sa he, Dvivida Vanchayitva avoiding, Gravanam the rock, Madira of liquor, Kalasham the pot, Kapi the ape, Gritva seizing. Okay, till here only. I'll read the next verse also. Gruhitva helayamas durtastam kopayanahasan nirbhidya kalasham dusto vasansya svalayad balam kadarthikrutya balavana Viprachake madodvata. A little translation of text 14 as well as 15. Translation. Angered Lord Balram, the best of fighters hurled a rock at him, but the cunning ape dodged the rock and grabbed the Lord's pot of liquor. Further infuriating Lord Balram by laughing and by ridiculing him. Wicked Dvivida then broke the pot and offended the Lord even more by pulling at the girl's clothing. Thus the powerful ape, puffed up with false pride, continued to insult Shri Balram. There is no parapet, so I'll read the next text. Tam tasya vinayam dristva deshamscha tad upadrutam kruddho mushalam adatta halam chari jighamshaya. Translation. Lord Balram saw the ape's rude behavior and thought of the disruptions he had created in the surrounding kingdoms. Thus the Lord angrily took up his club and his plough weapon, having decided to put his enemy to death. Purport. The word avinayam means without humility. Dvivida, completely lacking in modesty and humility, shamelessly perform the most wicked activities. Lord Balaram knew of the great disturbances Dvivida has caused to the people in general. Apart from the vulgar behavior the elf was exhibiting in the Lord's own presence, the offensive elf would now have to die. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamlam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna. So we are discussing from this text of Shri Balaram ji slays a Dvivida gorilla, and it is Balaram ji's arrangement that just before Balaram Jayanti we are discussing these pastimes where Balaramji's glory has been shown. As Maharaj very vividly described about Dvivida gorilla's pastime and how he acted with Balaramji. He was a very powerful person. He was having the strength of 10,000 powerful elephants. very, very powerful. It is described in the text of Srimad Bhagavatam that in ocean if you would have played mischief, so with that mischief the ocean water would come out so much that there would be floods in the neighboring cities and villages. So much power Dvid Gorilla was having. In this chapter, this particular gorilla is fighting with Balramji. And in that fight, it is mentioned that at one point of time, he started to uproot trees and throwing against Balramji. And huge trees he was throwing against Balramji, one after another, one after another, and he was uprooting. And just to uproot a huge tree requires a lot of endeavor. But he had so much strength that he was effortlessly he was removing one tree and throwing. And to that tune that he emptied the whole forest. That means this fight was going quite a long time, where he uprooted the whole forest and he was very fighting with Balramji. Maharaj also mentioned about how Dvid Gorilla, he came in along with Lord Ramchandra also. He participated along with monkeys to going to Lanka and fighting along with them. And in spite of that, here we find that same Dvid Gorilla is fighting against Balramji and want to kill Balramji. Gopis, the very intimate devotees of Balramji, he wanted to harass them and create so much nuisance. So the reason was mentioned that during Ramayana, when Dvid Gorilla was also part of the team, he was envious, disrespectful towards Lakshmana and some of the other devotees. And one of the reason can be lot of strength, lot of power he was having. Even as I am mentioning that when he was fighting with trees, so when trees got over, he was throwing huge rocks, mountain peaks towards Balramji just to kill him. So much strength. So sometimes lot of power can actually, person can get intoxicated. And in that intoxication, he can commit offense also. He committed offense in Treta Yuga. And the results are followed in actually when Balramji Krishna came at the end of the Dwapar Yuga. So after a long time, the results came manifested. And Balramji, ultimately, he killed this Dvid Gorilla. When Dvid Gorilla saw Balramji enjoying with the young gopis, he could not tolerate that. As it is, he has got envy towards Balramji. He could not tolerate that. And Balramji, who is none other than Nityanand Prabhu, Balramji himself, he is a very unique person in various ways. Balramji here was drinking Varuni, heavenly intoxicating beverage. And this Balramji only can do it. We can't imitate Balramji. Balramji, or even Nityanand Prabhu, is quite unique in various ways, in their various behavior. As I mentioned, Balramji drinks Varuni. Nityanand Prabhu, when he appeared, so it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu are like sun and moon who are distributing love of Godhead, who simultaneously appeared. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like sun and Nityanand Prabhu is like moon because he accepted household ashram. And Nityanand Prabhu is profusely distributing the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without any discrimination to everyone. Even to blasphemers also, somehow the other Nityanand Prabhu is giving mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So much magnanimous Lord Nityananda was there. Nityanand Prabhu, when he was in household ashram, he would dress so luxuriously. So luxuriously his dress would be there. So many ornaments, invaluable ornaments on his body. It is mentioned about Nityanand Prabhu's teeth. Nityanand Prabhu's teeth are like pomegranate seeds. Pomegranate we see red. Why? Because he eats pan. And due to that his teeth reddish tinge is there. And body is ornamented so nicely. Like there is one pastime also in Nityanand Prabhu's life sketch, that one time robbers headed by a Brahmin, thief, wanted to steal Nityanand Prabhu's ornaments, and they came and they were harassed so much in various ways, and ultimately the Brahmana could realize that this personality is supreme personality of Godhead. We have made a big blunder by trying to rob his ornaments. Ultimately they prayed to Nityanand Prabhu that kindly save us and please give your mercy, and ultimately they all become devotees. So one way or another, Nityanand Prabhu is converting everyone to devotees. As I was mentioning, Balaramji is unique in many ways, unpredictable in many ways. As I mentioned, that drinks Varuni so often. Also, many times Nityanand Balaramji's behavior is also unpredictable. Like when Krishna was kidnapping Rukmini, so Rukmini was running, chasing. He wanted to actually fight with Krishna. So ultimately Krishna humiliated Rukmini, and then Balaramji came over there, and Balaramji, actually Krishna wanted to kill Rukmini. So Balaramji was telling Krishna that no, he is now your brother-in-law. You should not be killing Rukmini and you should be dealing nicely with him. And somehow then Krishna just shaved his head in a different way. So same Balaramji, after many years, in an assembly where Rukmini was present, he himself killed Rukmini. He actually was telling Krishna that he is a brother-in-law, you should not be killing you, he is very nicely dealing with him. Same Balaramji is killing the same person after some years in an same one of the marriage assembly only. So Balaramji is unpredictable. During war, Mahabharata, he just left for Tirth Yatra. Unpredictable. Many things of Balaramji are unpredictable. Like one of the things or surprise is that Balaramji's weapon, Balaramji's carry hull. Actually hull in one way is not a weapon. Like you see, bow, arrow, gada and something like that are weapons. A farmer is just tilling the land in the field and Balaramji uses the same plow as a weapon, haldar. So Balaramji is very unique in many of the ways, is quite unique person. But he's the most important person. The reason is that without Balaramji's mercy, nobody in this material world can go back to God yet. The reason is that Balramji manifest as spiritual master, and by the power of Balramji only a person can accept a post of spiritual master and guide a disciple towards the path of back to Godhead. So without Balramji's mercy, nobody can actually go back to the spiritual world. So Balramji is a very, very important person in the life of devotees. It is Prabhupada mentions that Balramji is a mercy incarnation of the Lord. Krishna's personal mercy is there in Balramji. So Balramji or Nityanand Prabhu are very unique persons, both. Very unique person. Nityanand Prabhu, when he was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that go to Bengal and preach. Nityanand Prabhu would be there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So all Vaishnavas would come to Jagannath Puri and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But for Nityanand Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a different instruction, that you remain in Bengal and you spread this cult of bhakti in Bengal. And Nityanand Prabhu has got spontaneous desire to serve Krishna or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That many he wanted to please the Supreme Lord. It is a spontaneous desire. Although he is a himself Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as Nityanand Prabhu, he would like to be servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and want to serve and please him. And he led a kirtan party, and the kirtan party was going for 3 months. Intoxicated, unbelievable, continuous kirtan party where everyone was not, nobody was thinking of eating, sleeping, drinking, nothing was there. So that is Nityanand Prabhu, or even Balramji. He is unpredictable. Balramji is a very unpredictable person. Like one of the pastime we know that all Romharsan Sut, he was killed by Balramji just by blade of grass, and he was giving a Bhagavat Katha, means he was speaking on Shastra, and Balramji could notice that he was having pride in his heart and his consciousness is not proper. So Balramji just finished him off. So that is Balramji. So Balramji is quite unpredictable person, and we need his mercy. Like Balramji carries hull. So hull is actually used in tilling the land. So similarly, our land is barren land. When we come to Krishna consciousness, our land is quite barren. So expansion of Balramji, spiritual master, with plow tills the land. And with the mercy of Balram, he plants the seed also. And by that mercy, actually, and of course with the association of the devotees, that seed germinates. Like one of the statements Prabhupada writes, that surrendering process is complete with the association of devotees. Like one time, one relatively new devotee, he just asked one sannyasi, offered obeisances to a sannyasi, and he told them that I am surrendering 100% to you. And that sannyasi responded that so far you have not surrendered 1% also to me. So surrendering process, although we know that we need to surrender, but it is very, very difficult. And surrendering process is complete only in association of devotees. Without association of devotees, surrendering is very, very, very difficult. So therefore, one should always be in the association of devotees. Here we find that Dvij Gorilla, due to his offense, and of course he was actually a devotee also, in some seva also he did in Ramayana. So Krishna teaches through his devotees also to the world that even if you are a devotee, still if you make serious mistake, you may have to pay the price also. In one of the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that it is just a matter of association that determines a person. Even a lower than a mlechha can be the best of Vaishnava just by the power of association. And even a Vaishnava can act like a mlechha just by the power of association. That is a power. Association can uplift a person from bottom to the top rung. And actually we know that in Kali Yuga, actually everyone has got Sudra tendencies and degradation is there quite a lot. But in spite of that, Gaur Nita is unlimited mercy is also there. And if you can cling to the mercy of Sri Sri Gaur Nitai, then actually we can actually rise also and become, someday we can become a Vaishnava also. So Dvid Gorilla here, due to that offense, he is manifesting a great envy against Balaramji. And his behavior is very rough, and maybe one of the reason is that he is monkey. So some monkey can only act like that. He is exhibiting lower part of his body, jumping from branch to branch, showing his teeth, shouting kila kila. He shouted for kila kila and Balaramji says, okay, I'll kill you. He came and he killed him. So he is exhibiting in a very vulgar way monkey tendencies. Very vulgar way. He was proud also due to his strength. Lot of strength, he was proud. And Balaramji was tolerating his behavior for some time. He even tried to harass the gopis where Balaramji was enjoying with, trying to satisfy. Balaramji was trying to satisfy the gopis. So ultimately at one point of time Balaramji decided that I have to kill this person, Dvid Gorilla. And Dvid Gorilla was very roughly acting in front of Balaramji. First what he did is that he even took the pot of Varuni and drank it. Although he was intoxicated by his power, first of all he was monkey. Secondly, he was intoxicated by power. And thirdly, he drank Varuni. What will happen? Suppose as it is we find some monkey coming, so much nuisance monkey may create. And suppose if you make the monkey drink wine, so you can imagine what a monkey can do. And if the monkey is very very strong, like many times in Vrindavan we see it, that they very roughly they act it. So here Dvid Gorilla, he was already intoxicated, drank Varuni, and then he wanted to fight, challenge Balaramji, thinking that actually I can easily destroy this person. That's the power of material energy. When a person becomes strong, he feels that I am self-sufficient. Nobody can challenge me. That is the power of material energy. But Supreme Personality of Godhead always remains Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is all-powerful at all times. One of the things I notice in this demons is that other stories also in Krishna book is that they are very attached to their demon friends. So suppose one demon friend is killed, they want to take revenge. These days, not in all cases they would like to take revenge. Suppose friend is killed, they may just keep quiet. But here in demons, they want to take revenge. So he wanted to take revenge of Narakasur, his friend. So at least that sentiment they have got of friend to someone. So he challenged Balramji. Balramji decided that now I have to finish this particular Dvid Gorilla, and I have to kill Dvid Gorilla. And then between Balramji and Dvid Gorilla, there was fight was there, quite a strong fight was there. And one of the surprising things I was reading in the text was that, like Prabhupada writes in one of the line about Dvid Gorilla, is that when Balramji hit Dvid Gorilla on head, he was bleeding. And when he was bleeding, Prabhupada writes is that it increased his beauty. So although Dvid Gorilla was monkey, he was beautiful. He was attractive person. And then, like when Balramji hit him on the head, like he was bleeding, but nonetheless he was unaffected and he was enthusiastically fighting with Balramji. And there was a big, big fight. And ultimately, we know that in all fights against the Supreme Personality of God, that a person is bound to die, get a mukti from the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Dvid Gorilla was ultimately killed by Balramji. So the root cause was offense, which manifested in bad association. Like offense can lead to bad association. A person may get taste for bad association again due to offense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that asat sang tyagi ei vaishnav achar. That means one should abandon the association of non-devotees. And one's bhakti is very swiftly one made if one abandons that association. And one should be, when Balramji mercifully gives us the seed in our barren land with his plough through the agency of spiritual master, we should actually see that we don't do offenses at the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. And sooner or later, that seed will germinate and ultimately will bring fruits of love of Godhead. And the same fruits can be offered at the lotus feet of Gaur Nitai or see Krishna Balram also. Hare Krishna. I'll end over here. Thank you very much. Any comment or question anyone has got? जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की हरे कृष्ण